here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst. Great to have a huge, huge turnout of Lorain County wrestling coaches joining us here at the Brew Kettle. And up next, Brandon Gilbert, the head coach of the Vermilion Sailors. Great to have you here. Thanks for stopping out.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
So I'll start the conversation with you where I ended it with Coach Kaya. Did you have some wings tonight?
I did not have any wings. I settled on the fish tacos.
How were they?
My stomach was talking to me. They were pretty good. Good. I've got one left. I kind of, it's bad timing, but
you
it's my fault.
You got to time it out. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, hey, we're going in order as you came in, and folks that are listening, if you're just dialing in, going, well, what's the order? Well, we see a coach walk in, that's the order we go in. So it isn't necessarily by conference or alphabetically or whatever the case may be. So, again, we're just keeping track as coaches come in, and it's been a great turnout so far. All right, let's talk about Vermilion Wrestling. Coach, kind of as we've started each interview, just your thoughts and your expectations with Vermilion for this upcoming year.
For us, it definitely starts at the top. We have two exceptional seniors. I've been blessed. I spent four years with these guys, and they're all that remains of that class, Trevor Boyd and Tyler Bath. Trevor's been a two-time district qualifier last year. His hopes at state were dashed because the practice before we went off to districts, him and Tyler, it was just a little scramble, and Trevor just, completely wrecked his ankle. He had to go to the emergency room, ended up next day going to districts and had to wrestle from his knees. So it completely, kind of shattered the dream there. And we know how it ended up for Tyler. He ended up a state qualifier. And so those guys, they just, I can't say enough about them. Absolute blessing to have. This is my 10th year as a head wrestling coach, and I don't think I've ever had two young men like them. So it'll be at the end of the season. It's gonna be a rough time for me getting rid of these guys. But the beauty of them, and I've said this repeatedly, because we have a large freshman class coming in. I think it's like 11 freshman wrestlers.
Wow.
Is that they get to learn from guys that aren't they don't bully them. They're gonna do things the right way. They're gonna teach these guys. And so again, from that top down, they're just gonna learn from the best. And they're gonna do things the right way. So it's a beautiful thing, especially when you're teaching freshmen how to practice, essentially, and I think any wrestling coach understands what we're talking about when we say that. But that's kind of, that's the key this year, I think, is them learning from these older guys and a wonderful junior class as well. So I don't want to miss anybody, but the juniors, another large class. I think I have like seven of them this year, four of them that were in the lineup last year and experienced some success. I had Jacob Colzar and Brandon Flynn. They were district alternates, and they just missed. They're on the cusp. They really are. I think Jake has something like 67 wins already in 2 years, and so he's a guy. It's feasible at the rate he's going to hit 100 wins this season. Trevor's kind of the same thing. Trevor's at 84 wins. Tyler's already at 100. These guys, since they start so young for us and they're thrust into a varsity lineup, they take their lumps, but at the same time, there's definite progression to what they do, and so it's a beautiful thing to see. So
you talked about learning from the best, and I see that you've added Mike Repko as an assistant this year, probably one of the best Vermilion wrestlers I've seen while I've been covering wrestling. And I think was it your first year with the?
It was I was blessed.
Second
year? My first year. First year here. Yep.
First year. That was such a great story too. I don't know if people remember, but Mike Repko at the beginning of that season was going to quit wrestling forever, and ends up deciding to come back. Has this amazing, fantasy Cinderella run through the postseason, and ends up as the state runner-up in Division II, and ends up going and wrestling in college, I believe, right?
He did. He went to Cleveland State for a little while. Things didn't work out. I think the program was kind of – they thought about dropping it, actually, and then they retained it. So he went – ended up going Air Force Academy. And so he had returned, and I've been in touch with Michael. I've never lost touch with him. And so this year it came to, I had an assistant last year. It was Aaron Budka, and he couldn't – his job didn't allow for him to continue doing it. And so I'm scrambling, and I just reach out to Mike by chance and say, hey, I'm serious about this. And it ends up, came to fruition, and now Michael's an assistant for me. And that's – the boys know because they've been around him. He's shown up periodically, and a lot of these guys return for me, and they come in the room, and so they know what he brings to the table. Technical aspect of the sport, he's on another level. And as far as talent, you touched on that. He's extremely talented. So these little guys, I had a six-pounder last year, Brandon DeGidio, who's a district qualifier, and Michael's just chomping at the bit to get a hold of these. And then even Dylan Henry, he's a sophomore now for me. Came to every open mat the past 8 to 10 weeks. They're showing strides, and so Michael's excited about, you know, what's coming up and what we have to work with.
When you're a great wrestler, I mean, state runner-up, you know, you see this in other sports where if you really excel at the sport, it can be a challenge to coach it because things perhaps came naturally to you. Is that a challenge for Mike, or have you found that like, hey, Mike, you know, you got to work with these guys at their level per se?
In designing practices this year, I kind of think to myself, you know, what's Mike going to add to this? You know, I'll call him, I'll talk to him about things, I'll ask him what he feels. He gets so amped, so animated, so excited, and you sense it, you know, and it's just, it's a matter of, you know, he tells me all the time, I want to work with the experienced ones, you know, Mike, that's part of it, Mike, you know, I think he articulates himself well enough, and I think actually the way he speaks, they might actually understand better than when I'm teaching.
Well, you look at the age.
That sounds odd, but that's, yeah.
But there's going to be a connection there. I mean, yep. 21, 22 years old maybe.
Yep, 22.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that credibility of, hey, guys, it wasn't too long ago I was down there, you know.
So he's, definitely relevant, you know, in touch, in tune with what's, you know, what stage of life they're in. So not to say I'm that old, you know.
I got you.
I still get out there every day. I'm all right. So, yeah, it's definitely, yeah, I'm looking forward to this a lot.
Again, talking to Vermilion head coach Brandon Gilbert as he joins us here at the Brew Kettle. Sean?
I was going to say, Brandon handed me the Vermilion roster, and by half those names, it looks like are about freshmen. Having Trevor Tyler, too, you know, not just seniors, but like high level senior wrestlers. How excited are you to let those young kids just soak up what those guys can do this one last year and then kind of let them go over the next 2-3 years and kind of really maybe ramp up the program?
Yeah, and that's their legacy. You know, we met probably a week and a half ago as a team. And I always sit down with them before I even do the parent and the boys, you know, that group meeting. And so we sat down and we set goals as a team and we set goals as individuals. And so the things that they had written down as their goals as individuals, very, very attainable. And I hate to give away the things they wrote down because, you know, it's kind of private, but they definitely said that was a key for them. Both Trevor and Tyler, it's leaving a legacy, you know, it's making an impact on these guys and teaching them the right way of doing things. So that, I have no doubt they'll be successful in that and definitely looking forward to it. You know, these juniors as well, I've got Levi Jameson in there. You know, he's first year wrestling last year, essentially. It was a 500 record, but it's more than that. These are numbers. What he brings to the table, he's just like those two. You know, Michael Gurgley, we all know his story from last year, my heavyweight that finally got in the lineup. They're just character guys. You know, they just truly, it's a blessing to have them, you know, on down the line with this group. They'll go through a wall for me. I told the parents, you know, a couple nights ago. I think it was last night, actually. I'm losing track of my days now.
I tell them,
I think you guys are in the same boat. Yeah, I always thank these guys at the end of a practice, at the end of the day. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for being the few, you know, because they really are a blessing. They're why all of us show up here tonight, why you guys do what you do, and we appreciate what you guys do. They've touched on that. It's a beautiful thing that you guys drawing attention to this sport, and I think you're seeing it. I think everybody who's stepped up here tonight said numbers are increasing, and we're no different, you know. And so we saw the numbers last year at the end of the year nationally. It seemed like, you know, the sport declined again. But here in this area, you know, I would put a correlation between the two. You guys promoting it, coaches here promoting it, and the growth of it in this area. So,
final question.
Well, I was going to say, Tim, you remember that story about the heavyweight? I think it was my lead note one week, and
yes.
I think you loved that. We talked about it on the radio show. It was such a good story.
It was a great story.
That kid is inspirational. I mean, he won his first high school match, right?
Yeah, he did. He did. Mikey. Gosh, that story. Yeah, 366 pounds all the way
it's
down
amazing.
To 285. Yeah, and we. A life changer, you know, definitely. He gained a little bit back this year, and then now we're back down. He's back down below 300 again, but he's in a spot now where, you know, 285 is, yeah, that's more than feasible. It's easy to make, you know, come season time. But more than that, this year he's got other goals. He wants to he'd like to ultimately, I think, get down in that 220 range, which is, I mean, anything's possible with him. I think we've witnessed that. So, this is looking forward to it. I mean, again, it's just – all of us, we're ramping up for season. It's
best time
of year.
Time.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Yeah, absolutely.
It's an exciting time.
I was going to ask real quick about your schedule, Ad. Obviously, Mommy Bay Classic, a very, very tough tournament out west in Oregon Clay. Made it a little tougher because Elyria is also joining you guys as a first-time participant in that.
I didn't know that. I'll go ahead and – I mean, I don't know if we paid the entry fee yet. Yeah, it's a heck of a tournament. And I actually – you know, I stole that – I borrowed it, I should say, from my brother. He's over at Tiffin Columbia, head coach over there. And so, you know, we compare our schedules. They're very similar. He knows what I have as far as caliber of athlete and what he has. And he's warned me about it, you know. But, again, for these boys, they're at a stage now where this is this most beneficial schedule. I want them prepared come postseason. And so, yeah, as you look at it, for us, easily the most challenging schedule we've had. Even our tries, you know, when you look at Edison at the end of the season, SBC tournament, the amount of teams in that tournament is a conference tournament. It's crazy. And the talent level that's there. So it's a beautiful schedule. I love watching good wrestling. I love being around it. And so this year I think we'll definitely we'll see that.
Yeah. Sounds like it's going to be an exciting season at Vermilion.
Yeah, it will be.
Well, hey, we appreciate you coming out tonight. We'll let you get back to that fish taco, man.
Thank you, guys.
You got one more to go. We appreciate you stopping by. Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you.
Brandon Gilbert, the head wrestling